Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, Her Excellencies, distinguished delegates, good afternoon. I would like to start my presentation with very quick highlights from WHO's current general program of work, which aims to have 1 billion more people enjoying better health and well-being, 1 billion more people benefiting from universal health coverage, and 1 billion more people better protected from health emergencies, including humanitarians. This general program of work is between 2018 and 2023. And as a global community, we all are committed to reach these 1 million additional improved lives, including in humanitarian populations. Of course, we know it is very, very challenging because we know about 14% of the world population lives in areas affected by conflict. These situations are becoming increasingly protracted, with the average time spent in displacement is now estimated as 20 years. When we look at the figures more in detail, we see half of the over 25 million refugees are under the age of 18. Again, it's estimated that there are 34 million women in reproductive age years between ages 15 and 49 who are really requiring and needing health care. Again, we know young adolescents face the highest risks, including from the risks from pregnancies and childbirth. And we all know skilled care before, during, and after childbirth can save lives of women and newborns. WHO, together with the UN agencies, have published the latest global data on maternal mortality figures for the world in September 2019. And according to these latest figures, we see that countries with the highest rates of maternal mortality or deaths from maternal causes or pregnancy-related causes, among 10 countries with the highest burden, six of them are defined as fragile settings. We see South Sudan, Chad, Nigeria, Central African Republic, Somalia, and Afghanistan all having at least 600, more than 600 deaths per 100,000 live births. The situation is very similar in when we look at the child and newborn deaths. Almost half of deaths of children and newborns take place in settings where are designated as humanitarian and conflict settings. This is the map, the world map, according to the latest figures. The darker the color, the highest burden on maternal deaths. And you see where the burden is actually is much more in the, some of the regions and including the countries in fragile settings. Just very briefly, so why women are dying during childbirth or during pregnancy? The main causes are bleeding during childbirth or just after childbirth, the sepsis or infections after childbirth, hypertensive disorders, disorders related to the high blood pressure, and of course some of the other complications, either on unsafe abortions or obstructed labor. And we all know these are all preventable. 99% of these deaths are actually preventable. When we look at the causes of newborn deaths, again, very preventable causes. Most of the newborn deaths are related to the complications of prematurity or asphyxia during childbirth or sepsis, again, infections. So for both maternal and for newborn deaths, as was just said by the chair, the causes are actually 99%, 98% of preventable. This shows a graph. I don't want to go very much in detail, but what is needed to prevent these deaths, as I said, these are all preventable. We know what needs to be done. We know all medical clinical interventions, but what is not happening in settings where these deaths are really in high numbers is the existing resilient, responsive health systems that are able to deliver these known interventions. To be able to do that, we need we need to strengthen health system capacity. We need to strengthen health worker capacity. We need to strengthen information capacity. So we know what to do, but we need to make sure the systems are there to be able to implement the effective interventions. Of course, while we are improving the health system and while we are improving the service delivery for women and children, one very important thing we need to do is also to really measure and monitor what's happening so that we understand the bottlenecks, we understand the improvements, and we are all being held accountable to make sure that our commitments are implemented. With that, I'm giving over to my colleague, Dr. Edna, to look at a little bit more in detail about the maternal deaths, the reasons of maternal deaths, and how we best track maternal deaths in local communities. Over to you.